River 1467, your Feel Good Station. Joining me on the phone, a very good morning to the Wentworth Shire Council Mayor, Councillor Tim Elstone. Tim, good morning again.
Morning, Dave. How are you today?
I am doing really, really well and getting more and more excited. How about yourself? You getting excited?
Yes, there's certainly momentum's building, as they say. We're in the last week, so not long to go. And the Wentworth Shire will rejoin us after a two-year layoff.
It has been 2 years. It seems like it's been so much longer than that, doesn't it?
It seems, it certainly does. And it's a little bit like you've just about got to start again with some of these things. The show's got a long history and we've got an excellent show society committee that's worked really hard over the last 12 months to return the show for us. And it'll be a fantastic event, a great weekend.
135th Wentworth Show. You're right. It has got a long history, doesn't it?
It certainly has, and unfortunately, we had to miss a couple of years because of the pandemic, but we're not Robinson Crusoe in that regard, as every event in the country's been in the same boat.
So true. Hey, look, I like a lot about the show, but it is so reasonable to get in the gate compared to other shows. I mean, I think you're talking $44 or something for a family ticket. That's crazy.
Unbelievable value, Dave. It's $20 for a one-day pass for the adults and pensioners and students at $10, and children under 16 are $5 and under 4 are free. So you can buy a one-day family pass, which is two adults and four children under 16, for just $40. So it's fantastic. There is two-day passes available, but you'll need to go online to secure a two-day pass, and that's at www.wentworthshow.org.au.
I was looking at that, and it's a great little website they got. Well, it's not a little website, a great website they got there.
Yeah, plenty of info on there at the moment, all the events, everything that's happening. There's a couple of events that closed on the 19th. They were the horse events and the junior pavilion events, so we might have a bit more detail on them a little bit later in the week when we talk again. And I can update you on all those things.
Now, you're saying about, of course, those things closing, that does make sense, but just so much interest in those sorts of events too, isn't there?
Yeah, they're always very well entered, if that's the right word. It's got a great following, the show, and a long history, as we've said, so it'll be fantastic, and we just encourage the whole region to get out to Wentworth for the weekend, this coming weekend, and really enjoy a true blue country show.
Now, the new pavilion out there as well, that's looking pretty schmick.
It is, and that will certainly be on show. It's been a great community effort, and there's other upgrades that have happened over there, so showgrounds are looking an absolute treat. I'd like to probably just pat council Parks and Garden team on the back, if I may, led by Tim Snow. They've done a marvellous job at getting the grounds out there. They look absolutely fantastic, Dave.
And it's something that people sort of forget about. It's like, oh, you just give a bit of water, job's done. That's not like that at all, is it?
You've still got to look after it while it's going along. And we had a new sewer system go in there early in the year, so I must admit it was looking a little bit ordinary at that stage during a hot summer, but they've done a marvellous job in returning it to how it is today.
I was looking at that when the sewer was going in. I was talking about it in the news and thinking, oh, I hope this doesn't make a difference to the show.
Yeah. I think there was a bit of that view around the traps, but they've proved themselves more than capable and it's come up an absolute truth.
Well, we'll all be able to go and have a look at it on Saturday and Sunday. The Wentworth Show Society, the whole lot of them doing an absolutely amazing job putting on such a great event for the area.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it's a fantastic effort, and we couldn't overlook those groups that, they all give their time and they do a wonderful job, and it's not like it's just been organised the last week. It's ongoing from one to the next, so real credit to them.
It is. Well, look, a true country show is what it is. We'll talk again later on in the week, undoubtedly, Tim, but I'm looking forward to catching up with you out at the Wentworth Show as well.
Yeah, likewise, Dave. It'll be a great weekend, and we'll look forward to seeing you out there. I believe you're on site and broadcasting from there, so that'll be good to catch up, and you'll get a bird's eye view.
Yes, can't wait. Can't wait, Tim. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Absolute pleasure.